It's about 23 minutes before 8 o'clock. Just ahead on tonight's Ozarks at Large, Christina Thomas with an overview of visual arts for the next month, including a new exhibit at a local coffee shop that has work from public art school teachers, and a preview of Anything Goes that opened tonight at Walton Arts Center. Don't forget, you can pledge online right now at supportkuaf.com. Our phone volunteers have gone home, but on this next to last night of our fundraiser, a reminder that as we get closer to our goal, you can help us get there. You can pledge in the amount of your choosing right now online at supportkuaf.com. And when you go to our website, when you go to kuaf.com, don't forget you can listen to the brand new CD from Threepenny Acre. Their CD release party is Sunday night, but you can get a sneak preview right now by going to our homepage at kuaf.com and listen to the entire CD. It is a first listen, another new service provided by KUAF.
In case you need a spot to duck into in between April showers, local and regional art galleries and exhibition spaces will have plenty for you to soak in. In a moment, we'll meet two middle school art teachers at a common venue, the Corner Coffee Shop. But first, let the soft pastel and watercolor landscapes of Judy Howard take you to Mayflowers. Her natural and flowing paintings will be on exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks through May 4th. Also at the ACO, the works of Kurt Lanier. He seeks out places and things that are usually not thought of as beauty, but he finds that beauty. His exhibit is also on view until May 4th. Nature and place are a common theme this April. Riley and Kelly Dickens Hoffman collaborate through metal. Their work is inspired by nature, but seeks to not replicate it entirely. Their collection is on view at the Ann Kittrell Gallery on the University of Arkansas campus. A gallery reception will be held next Tuesday, April 16th, with a workshop on the 17th and a lecture the 18th. Due to popular demand, Mona Lisa's Daughters, selected portraits from the Arkansas Arts Center, will remain on view through April 21st at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Also at the Fort Smith RAM, Bridging the Past, Present, and Future, recent works by Sandra Ramos. This recently opened exhibition is comprised of prints, video, and objects created by the Cuban artist. Her work often takes a narrative form in which she depicts herself as a childlike explorer of modern-day Alice in Wonderland. The Art Gallery at John Brown University houses two exhibitions this month celebrating children, sort of. Society of Illustrators Celebrating the Fine Art of Children's Book Illustration features 40 pieces of extraordinary award-winning illustrations from current children's books. And Through a Child's Eyes, collaborative work between second graders and JBU illustration students. A second grade class made their own drawings, and then the JBU students recreated those same drawings in fascinating pictures. Both exhibits will remain on view through April 30th. The Art of Lifestyles April exhibit features work solely from Lifestyles clients. It's upcycling at Press Room in Bentonville, with a reception April 18th. The sound of a Sunday morning cappuccino, the milk frothing to a fluffy head. The giggle of friends laughing, conversations, sounds you expect to hear when you walk into a local coffee shop. But what about or those are the sounds of a new art exhibit being installed at our Sega's Espresso Cafe on Crossover in Fayetteville. Sound you rarely hear, as most exhibits are installed during off hours and remain up for an entire month. I caught Charity McCartney, an artist and art teacher, as she was taking down one exhibit and hanging another. I asked her what it is about a coffee shop that makes for a good place to show art.
I think it has a lot to do with people come and go from a coffee shop, so it has a lot of traffic, and that's what makes it a great venue for art. And it also has people that hang out, the regulars that anticipate the new work coming in. So if like somebody comes to me and says, where can I find some work? I've got an empty spot on my wall. I might say, you need to check out the local coffee shops.
McCartney is a regular at the Arcegas on Crossover, as she is the art teacher at McNair Middle School, which is just up the road. She organized a first-to-the-area art teacher art show. Art teachers are also artists. McCartney says that as teachers, they rarely have time to do their own work. But when they do have time, they love to show it. The Fayetteville Public School Teacher Show is actually the one they are taking down. But I asked McCartney to tell me about her work that was hanging anyway. She had two encaustic pieces, which sold, and one pencil drawing, a preferred medium. This piece, titled My Mother's Hands.
The initial title was When the Child Becomes the Caregiver, because I actually had spent the last 9 months taking care of my mother. So I actually did it to show her, but she actually died before I finished it. So it was just kind of my process of healing with my mother's illness.
This piece is beautiful, and as one would imagine, not for sale. Matt Parker is the art teacher at Owl Creek Middle School on the opposite side of town. He also had work in the show. His piece is much larger than McCartney's. The first he shows me is part of a three-piece series. The others didn't hang here due to nudity. This piece shows a woman from the back, her auburn hair literally dripping down her back. Parker's work is a combination of pop art and conceptualism, using bright colors and sex appeal. He also likes to use language. His pieces have words painted into them.
And I like to keep those very simple, to just usually one word or a phrase. And by doing that, I think it can make the words have multiple meanings, but make them sometimes very direct and powerful. Like this one says, want. And I've had very many people come up and go, ooh, I want that painting. So I was like, oh, it works.
Parker is very interested in science. And you can see evidence of that in his work. In Want, there are molecular structures in the background. A second piece, Artifice, has an artificial humanoid with silicone molecular structures and BPA molecular structures. These chemicals get into the bloodstream through plastics. The idea being that we are becoming more and more artificial. His largest piece in the show is a landscape of sorts. It's of Devil's Den. Three different nature scenes with the word nurture across. The scenes are very natural, yet use bright, unnatural, popping colors. As a teacher, Parker mainly works on his own art during breaks from school, like summer, Christmas, and spring break. Parker enjoys his job, he does, but says that if he could sell enough work as a regular artist, he might just be a full-time professional artist. Not only does teaching pay the bills.
But it's also fun. I mean, kids love art. I regularly have parents stopping and tell me that their kid will not shut up about me because I try to make teaching as fun, exciting as I can. And, art is, a lot of kids say that's their favorite day. You know, they like PE, they like music, but they just love art for some reason. And it's fun. It's fun for me. I get to do what I love. Inspire kids.
And it's the work of those kids that is now being showcased. After removing their own work, the Fayetteville art teachers begin to hang the work of their students. This is the 16th student art show that McCartney has organized at an Arcegas location. But why take the kids, grades ranging from 6th to the 9th, why take their work from the refrigerator door to the walls of an exhibit?
I think it's important to show what public school art has to offer to the community and that it helps kids solve problems just in class and for people to see what beautiful things they can create. Even if they're not great at the academics, they can be great at this one thing.
McCartney also likes to work with ceramics, and her class's artwork that's on display is made of clay. Clay masks are a project she's done every year for 13 years.
And they love the pottery. They love the way it feels in their hands. And they get to create something that's original, completely original.
The masks represent different things. They're different sizes, different colors, ranging from a devilish red to the gray of a grandmother's hair. The students use molds and build up from them, learning to use three pieces of clay to form one nose. McCartney says she tells her students from the get-go that their work could be chosen to be in the show. Work in the exhibition also comes from students at McNair, Woodland, Holt, and Owl Creek. From the clay masks to pastel and pencil drawings, multimedia works, and watercolor painting, plus more. McCartney always knew she wanted to be a teacher, but loved art. Someone once told her to do what she loves, and here she is, teaching art. Spring is her favorite time of year. It's showtime.
They usually have huge smiles on their faces, and they're proud, and they bring everybody from their family to the show and the reception.
That reception is April 18th at 5:30 p.m. And coming from one Arcega's regular.
I favor these kids' schools projects. They're always changing. They're always different. They're imaginative. There's some great artists in these kids' schools.
For Ozarks at Large, Christina Thomas.